It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you to the Roundhouse here at Hiawatha High School. It's the Hiawatha Girls Midseason Basketball Tournament. And we got a pair of semifinal games for you here tonight. We got the number 4 ranked team in 2A in Jackson Heights here in the first contest taking on Marysville. And then the nightcap tonight will be the host Hiawatha taking on the Bears of St. Mary's. Good evening from the Roundhouse again. Brandon Salmon with you. We got Paige and Leah here. Both games are going to be on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. Kurt Kilman in studio right now on the ones and twos, keeping us dialed in and on the air. So let's dive right into it. Jackson Heights and Marysville here in a semifinal of this Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. Cobras, 9 wins and 2 losses under first-year head coach Madison Massey. They go like this. Canyon Olberding, a 5'11 senior, averaging 19 points per game. McKenna Reshick is a senior as well, under 5 points per game. Kaylee Thompson, a 5'11 senior, 19.8 points per game, averaging a double-double at nearly 11 rebounds a game as well. Dawson Cochran also in the game there, a starting forward at 5'8", and a junior, 6.7 points per game. And then Mallory Mulroy also getting a start, a senior, averaging 1 point per game. So again, for Jackson Heights, it is Olberding, Reshick, Thompson, Cochran, and Mulroy. For Marysville, the Bulldogs, 3 wins, 8 losses under Ben Wartenberger. They'll go like this. Bella Rader, a 5'6 junior, averaging 7 points per game. Bryn O'Neill is a 5'5 senior. Haley Ingalls, a 5'10 junior. Maddie Kapp, a 5'7 senior. And Lindsey Dressman, a 5'8 sophomore. Here we go. First of 2 games tonight. And not much pregame. We appreciate it, though, and welcome in. And this one is underway. Jackson Heights going left to right here in the first half. First possession of the game for the number 4 ranked team in 2A. Quick shot inside is no good, but an offensive rebound is dug up by Cochran, and then she is tied up. And we get our first change of possession here in the opening quarter as it goes back to Marysville here for the first time. So an empty possession for the Cobras. They do like to pressure. They like to run and gun, and they like to force turnovers, and they force one right there against Marysville. They get it up the floor quickly in transition. Layup good for Canyon Olberding. And a 2-0 start for the 9-2 Cobras. Marysville, they lost to Hiawatha on Tuesday, but with a 6-team bracket this year in 2023, it's a little bit different. So Marysville, even off a loss, playing in this semifinal here tonight against Jackson Heights. That was a Hiawatha 41-21 win on Tuesday. So Marysville, right now going up against this length of Jackson Heights, reversing it around the perimeter. They get it right side into the corner with Dressman. Dressman gets it back, now pushing it right side to Rader. Rader looking to bounce one inside. That one's knocked away, a steal by Thompson. Thompson pushing the tempo, passing to Olberding, and the layup is good. Thompson an assist, Olberding the 2. She's got all 4, and a 4-0 start here for the Cobras at 6:44 left in the quarter. And now Concrete comes away with a steal. They get it back up the floor again. Layup good, and the foul. Canyon Olberding now with 6 and a chance at a 3-point play. At 6:38 to go, we get our first foul in the first quarter. And they get Bella Rader, the junior guard. How about Olberding? 19 points per game, 6.6 rebounds a game as well. She cans the free throw. And it's a 7-0 lead for Olberding here against Marysville. Not quite 90 seconds in. Here's Rader, high left. They beat the press. Jackson Heights sitting back in that zone defense. It's knocked away and finally knocked away out of bounds. And they say it was last touched by Ingalls and another Bulldogs turnover. Jackson Heights roaring here to start. The pressure is ramped up. Of course, this is a Cobras team that has won 3 straight Northeast Kansas League titles. They had their 51-game league winning streak snapped earlier this month against ACCHS, and they're also coming off another loss just a little bit over a week ago to Jefferson County North, who's played really well this year. So the Cobras at 9-2. They're number 4 in the rankings in 2A. They work it inside. And an extra pass is up and no good. Missed shot by Reshick, but an offensive rebound is put up no good. Now another opportunity is up and no good. And a whistle and a foul on a 4th attempt as Thompson is bumped. And you had Cochran in there with an offensive rebound. You had Olberding in there with an offensive rebound. And they got the length and the size here on Marysville early. Not quite 2 minutes in, a 7-0 start for the Cobras. They throw it in over the top. Right side in the corner, it goes to Olberding. Now she swings it left side, underneath, Thompson up for two, missing the shot, and a rebound for Marysville. Collected by Lindsay Dressman, a sophomore. Bulldogs, not much going offensively early. 5:50 to go, opening quarter, 7-0 Jackson Heights. Went around to the championship game Saturday afternoon. Dressman, a good pass. This is O'Neill looking inside, knocked away, getting it back, surrounded by green jerseys, able to get it back to the perimeter. Here's O'Neill for three. That one's no good. It's an air ball, and out of bounds it goes. And we get our first sum of the game. Taylor Bosley, a sophomore in for Madison Massey and the Cobras. And we get a whistle and our first timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. So get you caught up here on this bracket, the 2023 Hiawatha Girls Invitational Tournament. Just a 6-team bracket this year. The top seed is Jackson Heights, winning on Tuesday in the first round against Concordia, 54-44. Concordia in the first game tonight on the left side of the bracket, they beat St. Joe Lafayette, so Concordia getting their third win of the season. Of course, the game later on tonight will be St. Mary's and Hiawatha, two winners colliding at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon in the championship of this tournament. We'll have it for you right here on KNZA. All right, out of the timeout, Jackson Heights with the basketball and a 7-0 lead. Thompson wiggles her way inside. She is bumped and fouled and will shoot two. They are using the length, getting it to them on the blocks inside. And the first foul against Haley Ingalls, a 5'10 junior. Thompson to shoot two, missing the first free throw. Kaylee Thompson, I tell you what, she is putting up just absurd numbers so far this year. Just shy of 20 points per game. 10.5 rebounds, nearly 5 assists, and 4 steals. She goes 1-for-2. She's a 64% foul shooter. And an 8-0 start now for Jackson Heights. 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Marysville again, trouble with the pressure, and they turn it over. Cobra's trying to turn it into quick offense. A shot is up, no good. Rebound for Marysville. Good defense in transition there to avoid that easy basket. Jackson Heights, they back off the pressure a little bit. Bulldogs have it in the front court. Here's Maddie Camp on the right side. Into the corner it goes. It's O'Neill now bouncing one inside. Shot is up, no good, but a foul. Free throws coming up here for Maddie Camp and a chance for the Bulldogs to get their first points here of the game. They get Kaylee Thompson with her first and team foul number one. And the first free throw up and no good. Camp, a senior, 3 points and 4.4 rebounds a game. And the second free throw is also no good. A rebound for Cochran. And a whistle and a foul inside on Marysville. And quickly, they got it to Cochran inside. They got Bella Rader with her second foul. The foul was on the floor. 14 fouls already, not quite halfway into this first quarter for the Bulldogs. Trailing 8-0. Jackson Heights working in the half courts. Team that really likes to run and gun and get out in transition. Olberding has it on the wing. They get it up top to Cochran. Right back to Olberding. They want Thompson inside, but a good front and a good post by Cadence Spurgeon down there guarding Thompson on the block. Now Olberding gets it back up top, working it left side to the wing. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Now Thompson gets it left wing. Not a lot of movement here for Jackson Heights on this possession. 4:10 to go with an 8-0 lead in the opening quarter. Cochran now top of the key. Right side pass. It goes to Thompson. Thompson looking inside. Nothing there. Now they flip one to Thompson inside. Layup no good. She missed it. Gets her own rebound. That one is no good. And a third opportunity is up and no good. That one was missed by Bosley. And finally, Marysville able to collect and move it up the floor. So some missed bunnies inside for Jackson Heights early. They still lead it 8-0. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. There's a miss from the left side. An offensive rebound, though, by O'Neal to keep it alive. They go inside, kicking it back out right corner. Out of bounds. Cap couldn't handle it. And another Marysville turnover, another sub into the game. Grace Winkler, a 5'5 sophomore, checking in for the Bulldogs. 3:34 left in this first quarter. It's an 8-0 start for the Cobras. They beat Concordia on Tuesday, 54-44, in the first round of this tournament. Again, over the top inside, and finally too easy at the rack. It's Kaylee Thompson. First field goal, she's got three. And another turnover here as Bosley comes away with it and gets it off into the corner to Olberding. That's now seven first quarter turnovers here for the Bulldogs. There's a nice drive. Spinning one up there is no good. Cochran missing the layup and chasing this one down in the corner is O'Neal for Marysville. So it's 10-0 Cobras. Just under 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Hiawatha and St. Mary's will be the nightcap tonight. We'll have both games here on the Hiawatha channel for you. Saturday's games, now depending on the outcomes, could have two games Saturday, depending if we'll be calling that third place game. If it ends up being Jackson Heights and Hiawatha in the championship, we'll have just the title game for you. Marysville getting a pass deflected out of bounds. They'll keep it here at 2:36 to go. They want to lob one inside. This is Spurgeon turning in the block, kicks it left. This is Cap stepping in, and it's fouled. I believe they get Bosley here. And it's Taylor Bosley, the sophomore. First foul on her. Second Jackson Heights team foul. Marysville quick entry pass, and a shot is up and good for Cadence Spurgeon. Spurgeon gets Marysville on the board first. It's now a 10-2 deficit at 2:22 to go in this first quarter. So it took nearly 6 minutes for the Bulldogs to get on the board. They're down eight. Here's a three straight up top. That one no good. Quick one and done possession there for Jackson Heights. The rebound for Cap. After a miss, the Bulldogs not having to deal with that pressure as much. They're able to get it up the floor. When Jackson Heights is coming off a make, that's when they really ramp up that pressure. Here's a three from the right wing, and it is nothing but net for Lindsay Dressman. 7.4 points per game for the sophomore forward. Now five quick ones for the Bulldogs. They're back to within 10-5. Kind of a slow stretch here for the Cobras. Here's a three that's no good. Missed by Olberding, and another rebound by Marysville. Dressman has this one. So a quick little 5-0 run after Jackson Heights scored the first 10. A block shot inside and a rebound for Thompson. Thompson near sideline, bouncing one inside to Cochran. Her layup is no good. And a rebound for Marysville. A lot of one-and-done possessions here in the first quarter for Jackson Heights. They have left a lot of points off the board. With missed shots right at the rim. Minute 10 to go. It's a 10-5 Cobras lead. It's Marysville team 3-8. Jackson Heights 9-2 and number 4 in 2A. Get a whistle and a foul inside. It's on the floor. Third Jackson Heights team foul. They get Cochran with her first. Pair of subs in for Marysville. Casey Rush has checked into the game. Also Grace Winkler is back in. And Dalia Fry also into the game as well. And she will fire a quick three from the left corner. That's no good, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in by Dressman. How about the first quarter for Lindsay Dressman? 5 points and four rebounds. Marysville within three, a 7-0 run. They're down 10-7. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. This is Thompson up top to Cochran, right side pass. Here is Bosley. They want Thompson inside, turns, fires, gets her own miss. And she stepped on the baseline and she turns it over. Just the second turnover on Jackson Heights and a three now. We'll tie this game. Bulldogs will get it back down 10-7 at 37 seconds to go in this first quarter. But they got to deal with this full court pressure. A skip pass to Winkler, far side, works it up the floor. This is Rush, left side, and a shot is up by Fry, no good. Rebound for Jackson Heights. Olberding has it. Gets away from a little bit of pressure, now works it across the timeline from left to right. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-7, Cobras lead it. Here's Cochran, gets a high ball screen, top of the key. This is Thompson, left side to Olberding, wanting to play for the final shot. 10 seconds to go, she'll back it out high left. Picks up the dribble, gets it off to Reshick, right back to Olberding. 3 seconds. They want to get it to Thompson, turns, fires the quick shot, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. So the Cobras score the first 10, and the Bulldogs score the last 7. 8 minutes in. Second quarter coming up next with Jackson Heights leading Marysville 10-7 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman. We got Paige and Leah here on the Hiawatha Channel, bringing you a special Thursday night basketball here on KNZA. Hiawatha girls midseason tournament. First semifinal tonight, Jackson Heights up 10-7. They get it quickly inside, and the first bucket from the second quarter belongs to Kaylee Thompson, who now has 5. Ends the 7-0 run by Marysville. A 12-7 Cobras lead, and they now force another turnover. 8 turnovers here in the first half for Marysville. So a bucket and a stop, and now Jackson Heights getting it right back. 30 seconds into the second quarter, they lead it by 5. Here's Thompson, high left on the wing, working it back to the top of the circle. Right side it goes. This is Olberding on the wing in front of the Marysville bench. Bosley, left side pass to Thompson. A lot of perimeter passing here, 45 seconds into the quarter. This Jackson Heights team, 9 wins and 2 losses. They had that 51-game league winning streak that was snapped earlier this month to ACCHS, and then they're also coming off a loss just over a week ago to Jefferson County North. But the league, that is the Northeast Kansas League, still running through Jackson Heights, at least as of right now, until proven otherwise. And that's a kind of a lengthy possession and nothing showing, so a timeout called by Madison Massey, first-year head coach for Jackson Heights. Again, that first quarter, 10-7. Cobras scored the first 10, and then Marysville scored the last 7. And Cobras have the first bucket here of the second quarter. They lead it 12-7, 6:53 to go in this first half. In the second game tonight, the other semifinal, St. Mary's and Hiawatha. St. Mary's beat Lafayette Tuesday in a first-round game. That was a 61-50 final. And again, it's a little bit different setup as, again, just 6 teams in the field this year. So Marysville actually played Hiawatha in that first-round game Tuesday. They lost to the Redhawks 41-21, but still moved to this game to play the number 4-ranked team in 2A. That is Jackson Heights. Trying to take another step is this Cobras team. They went 22-2 a year ago, got to the 2A state tournament. They were the 3 seed, but they were knocked down to the first round by Smith Center. And they got 2 of the best in the state here with Olberding and Thompson. Out of the timeout, back to it. Cobras by 5, and they throw it away. Turnover, just their third of the half. 2-on-1 break here for Marysville. Layup in transition is no good. Fighting for the rebound, and Thompson has it. Collecting, pushing it up the floor. Tempo is the name of the game. The layup is missed again inside, and a second-chance opportunity for Thompson, who's just racking up rebounds in this first half. On that second chance, we'll shoot 2. Casey Rush picks up the foul. That is her first. Team foul number 5 for Marysville. Thompson to shoot 2. This will be her third and fourth attempts of the half. She hits the first one here, now has 6. So the 13 points right now for the Cobras, 7 from Olberding, and it is 6 from Thompson. As a team, Jackson Heights, a 62% free throw shooting team. Second one is up and no good. So a 13-7 lead for the Cobras. A little late getting that point on the board, but it's up there. 6-point lead. First 3 points of the quarter, scored by the Cobras, and a blocked shot and a rebound by Thompson, and then she tried to get it up the floor to Olberding, and it was taken away at midcourt. Coming up on the 2-minute mark, gone by in the second period. 13-7 is Jackson Heights' lead over Marysville. Hiawatha defending their title here at this midseason tournament that they host. Missed shot inside, rebound for Reshick, pulling it down for Jackson Heights. Here's the sophomore, Bosley, down the middle, left side pass to Cochran, gets a high ball screen. Up top it goes to Thompson, right side to Olberding. That's a deadly pick-and-roll combo. You talk about Olberding and Thompson working up there, down inside. Now Thompson gets a touch. On the block, it's up and in. Nice pass from Olberding, and Thompson now has 8 points. And it's a 15-7 Cobras lead, and they've scored the first five here in the second quarter. So far, it's been an absolute game of runs. Fit pass out of bounds. That Cobras defense causing some issues. Marysville sending in a couple of subs. Bella Raider's going to check back in. Caden Spurgeon also in. Still working behind the midcourt line against this Cobras pressure. They got to get it up the floor. Marysville having their issues. They do get it up the floor. This is Fry, and they cross it. And a nice pass inside, but missing the layup was Spurgeon. And a rebound for Jackson Heights. Missed opportunities there. Got to make the bunnies when you can get them close. Jackson Heights with it. 15-7 is their lead. Under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Olberding a touch. Shot is up. No good. Tipped around a couple of times to the free throw line. Thompson has it. Puts up a shot. That one is no good. An offensive rebound try again is no good. And this one is out of bounds, and it'll stay with Jackson Heights. My goodness. The rebound numbers are going to be a little skewed maybe by halftime. Our stats will be a little bit unofficial, but Jackson Heights dominating the rebound aspect in this first half, particularly on the offensive end. There's a scoop shot inside, missed by Olberding. A lot of finesse there, just grazing the rim, no good. Rebound for Marysville. Marysville, they have lost three straight, a 3-8 record coming into this game. Bulldogs playing in the, of course, North Central Kansas League. There's a left corner three that is no good. Rebound for Jackson Heights. Cochran has it. Cochran has not scored, but she has nabbed four rebounds in this first half. Coming up on 4 minutes gone by in this second quarter. 15-7, a Jackson Heights lead. Cobras have scored the 5 points here in the second quarter. Shot is up, no good, right side. A long two by Bosley is missed. Offensive rebound by Cochran, and then she throws it away. Five turnovers now by Jackson Heights. So we're under 4 minutes to go in this first half. 15-7, Marysville trying to get something going. They have yet to score in this second quarter. Now they're going to get free throws. Fry, the sophomore with the drive, drawing some contact and set to shoot two. McKenna Reshick picks up her first foul for Jackson Heights. It is the fourth team foul as Fry is going to shoot and connect on the first freebie. A 5'4 sophomore, Dalia Fry, in the books here for the Bulldogs. Makes it 15-8. And the second is up and good. She goes 2 for 2, has two, and a 15-9 Cobras lead. Couple teams making some subs there during that exchange between the first and second free throw. Cobras have it up the floor. Now in the front court, this is McKinley Mulroy. Just checking in, and a pass inside, a little bit too high and out of bounds. And Jackson Heights turns it over for a sixth time here in the half. But they have time now to set up this 1-2-2 press that has caused quite a few turnovers by Marysville in this first half, yet they're only down six at 15-9. 3:25 to go. They do a good job here. O'Neal gets it into the corner with Cap. Now a three by Raider is good. It's buried, nothing but net. Bella Raider from the left wing. 15-12. Bulldogs creep to within three at 3:10 to go until the half. High right with it. This is Bosley. Up top it goes to Thompson. Thompson long pass, short corner left. This is Olberding. Mulroy up top to Thompson. Now Bosley coming out high to get it just in front of midcourt. Marysville's defense kind of extending out the pressure a little bit. Kind of an awkward possession here for Jackson Heights. Thompson up top to Mulroy. Right side pass to Olberding towards the corner. Doesn't use the dribble. Gets it up top here to Cochran. Right back to Olberding. They want Thompson inside, lobbing it in. Good help side defense. And it's knocked out of bounds. Backside help from Maddie Capp to knock it away. 2:36 to go in the half. 15-12, Cobras by 3. Marysville hanging strong with one of the best so far in 2A. Here's Mulroy, had it knocked away. Good defense by Dressman. And now a travel is going to be called against McKinley Mulroy up top. And a turnover for the Cobras. Make it 7 in the first half. A 3 could tie the game, or not could, but would tie the game if the Bulldogs can get one here. 15-12, they trail. 2:23 until the half. Jackson Heights continuing that zone defense. And now forcing another turnover. Cochran comes away with a steal. Olberding wants to go coast to coast, takes the body, the contact, and the foul. And an and-one opportunity for Olberding. She's got 9 and a chance for one more. Marysville foul on Maddie Kapp, her first. Team foul number 6, so the free throw was no good. It spins out. And a rebound for Marysville, brought down by Spurgeon. 17-12, Cobras by 5 at 2:05 to go until halftime. They bounce one inside. Good post move, and spinning one up and in is Spurgeon. 17-14 at under 2 minutes to go. Marysville hanging strong here in this first half. Here's Thompson up top. Olberding now right side on the wing. Thompson with the screen. They go under it. Now putting up a shot there. Now Thompson on the block. And a foul is going to be called after a turnover. And Thompson picks up the foul. Team foul number 5. At 1:43 to go in the half. This is Bella Rader walking it across the timeline. Angles right. Swings it back left here on the wing. This is Dressman. Up top it goes to O'Neill. Now a 3 from the left wing. It's an air ball. Might as well have been a pass. Right there is Kapp to put it up and in for 2. 17-16, the Cobras lead is trimmed to 1 at 1:20 to go in the half. A slow last few minutes here for the Cobras offensively. Here is Thompson right side on the wing, trying to dart one inside and saved underneath, but to the wrong team. Marysville has it. Both teams have a decent chunk of turnovers in this first half. We got a minute to go. A chance to take the lead here for Marysville. Into the corner it goes. Rader drives a little floater. It's good, and Marysville has the lead. Rader with 5. They're up 18-17 now with 45 seconds to go. Again, this whole first half has been a game of runs for both of these teams. Here is Olberding swinging around into the post. Now short corner right. Nice move by Thompson. Lays it in, and the foul. Just like that, Cobras retake the lead at 29 seconds to go. 10 now for Thompson, and a chance at one more. Team foul number 7 against Marysville. They get Kapp with her second. Thompson, 10 here in the first half. 64% at the line this year, and she cashes that one. Now 3 for 5 in the first half. She's got 11. 20-18, Cobras by 2 with 29 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Marysville can play for the final shot. Rader, the junior, walking it across the timeline from right to left. Just steps in front. Has about a foot length between her heel and the midcourt stripe. Jackson Heights just sitting back here in that 1-2-2 zone. 10 seconds to go. Top of the key to Kapp. Right side pass to Rader. Rader makes a move. Pulls up from 15. That is off the rim. No good. Rebound for Jackson Heights. Cochran has it. And that should end the first half of play, and it will. So a low scoring, turnover heavy, missed a lot of punnies inside kind of half. And don't look now, but the number 4 ranked team in 2A, they got a ball game on their hands with 3 win Marysville. Halftime is here. Cobras 20, Marysville 18. Now, halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Cobras by 2 at the half. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. store, big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Our first of two games tonight at the half at the Girls Invitational Tournament hosted by Hiawatha here at the Roundhouse. Brandon Salmon with you, Kirk Hillman in studio. We got Leah and Paige on the Hiawatha channel helping out. And how about this first half? Jackson Heights, a top five team in 2A, getting everything from a 3-1 Marysville team. Cobras hanging on to a 20-18 lead here at halftime. Again, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Jackson Heights scoring 10 points in each quarter. Marysville actually outscored Jackson Heights in that second quarter, 11-10. It was a 10-7 lead for Jackson Heights in the first quarter. Cobras actually scored the first 10 points of the game, and Marysville scored the last 7 points of that quarter. And Jackson Heights scored the first 5 of the second quarter before things kind of slowed down for them. And then Marysville finishing that half on an 11-5 run, and they trail it by just 2 at halftime. Run through some of the numbers. Our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Well, for the majority of the Cobra season so far, obviously the heavy dose of their offensive production comes from Kaylee Thompson and Canyon Olberding. That's no exception here tonight, as Thompson and Olberding have all 20 of the Cobras' first half points. Thompson with 11 and Olberding with 9. Thompson already unofficially has 9 rebounds in the first half, so an 11.9 rebound first half for Kaylee Thompson, and then Olberding 9 points and a couple of rebounds. She was 1-for-2 at the line. A little bit more scattered for the Bulldogs. And they got 5 points apiece from Bella Rader and also Lindsey Dressman, both hitting a couple threes in that first half. Maddie Kapp with 2. Caden Spurgeon also off the bench with 4. Dalia Fry, 2 points as well for the Bulldogs. in Jackson Heights, out rebounding Marysville 21 to 11. Both teams have 9 turnovers. Bulldogs hit 2 of their 4 free throws in the first half. Jackson Heights between Thompson and Olberding hit 4 of 7 free throws. Get our halftime score, Jackson Heights 20, Marysville 18. We'll talk about a few other games going on around the area tonight when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance. Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. First of 2 games tonight. Semifinals here at the Girls Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. You've got a couple other area teams tonight playing in their midseason tournament. That would be Jefferson West and Nemaha Central at the Top Gun Tournament at Wellsville. Jeff West lost their opening game earlier this week, so they're on the left side of the bracket. They'll get host Wellsville tonight, and then Nemaha Central looking to take down a top team, and I believe 4A and Hayden, I believe, tied for 10th in the rankings this week. So a good one tonight for Nemaha Central, still undefeated, Thunder number 3 in 3A. So a win against Hayden tonight will put them in the championship game of that Top Gun Tournament at Wellsville coming up on Saturday. In the second game of our doubleheader tonight, Hiawatha and St. Mary's, 2 winners of these games, meeting on Saturday afternoon in a championship of this tournament. TVL matchup tonight between Valley Heights and Wetmore. You also have Jackson Heights boys taking on Jefferson County North and Northeast Kansas League play. That's the Thursday night basketball schedule, and our halftime has concluded. It's brought to you by, again, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Back to it. It's a 20-18 lead for Jackson Heights as we start the second half of play. We'll switch sides. Marysville, the opening possession here of the third quarter. They'll go from left to right in the second half. Cobras counter from right to left. Marysville inbounds it with Raider, and we're off and running in quarter number 3. Raider in the right corner, a long 2. Book it. Just like that, easy start for Bella Raider, who now has 7, and we're tied at 20, 15 seconds into this third quarter. Jackson Heights with the basketball. First possession of the second half. Right side pass. This is Mallory Mulroy. And she has it knocked away. It's kicked into the backcourt, chasing it down, and a steal. Turnover by Jackson Heights. Make it 10 in the game. And then Marysville. Or correction. The official pointing the wrong way after it went out of bounds. So resetting, and it is Marysville basketball. This is Maddie Kapp to throw it in. A 20-20 tie. Good kick. Right side O'Neal for three. This one a little bit too strong. Rebound for McKenna Reshick. Reshick up the floor. Olberding right side. Crossing it over. Left-handed dribble. Left side pass to Cochran. Wing. Up top it goes to Thompson. Turning, facing the bucket. One dribble right. Gets it to Mulroy. Mulroy now on the deck. Has it knocked away behind the midcourt line. And deflected. So no turnover there by Jackson Heights. Olberding chasing it down. A minute into this third quarter. A 20-20 tie. Early on in this second half, inside pass to Thompson, strong muscles inside to grab that one between two defenders and lay it in. 13 for Kaylee Thompson, Cobras back in front, 22-20. Bulldogs do a good job breaking the pressure here. Here's Dressman who drives, a little right-handed floater's no good, rebound for Thompson, and then she is bumped and fouled. Thompson now 10 rebounds in the game, a double-double for after that one. First foul. In the second half, this one against Marysville's Haley Ingalls. That is her second, or correction, actually her third. So the Cobras get it back. 22-20 is their lead. We're 90 seconds into this third quarter. Reshick up top, left side pass to Cochran again. Entry pass inside to Thompson around three defenders. Spins away. Shot is up too strong off the heel. And a rebound for Marysville. And now a tie-up. Possession arrow keeps it with Jackson Heights. So the Cobras fortunate to keep that possession after the missed shot inside. Olberding to throw it in. Thompson in the right corner. Olberding going right around to get it. Curls in the lane at the free throw line. Kicks it left. Cochran now drives in the paint. Shot is up, no good. A lot of contact, no call. And a rebound for Marysville. Dressman now with 5 points to go along with five rebounds. Quick shot in transition is no good. Thompson another rebound. Thompson picks it up right across midcourt, turning, gets it to Olberding right side on the wing. 2 minutes gone by, third quarter, 22-20, Cobras by two. Winner to the tournament championship on Saturday afternoon. Nice move inside and finished. Toilet bowl spin for Thompson, and she's got 15. 24-20, and a good start here for the Cobras, early portions of the third quarter. Quick three, right wing, in and out, no good. And another rebound for Thompson. Running out of room on the rebound tally sheet as Thompson continues to pile up the boards. Here's Crawford on the left side, works it to the center of the floor, hands it off to Olberding up top. Olberding looks right, comes back left to Cochran. Now Thompson gets a touch top of the key, over the head pass, Olberding left corner. Now wants to go baseline, cut off, good defense by Kapp, forcing a pass. Now Cochran, a tough shot, nearly banked it in from the free throw line. No good, and a rebound for Raider. Raider slowing the tempo down for the Bulldogs. 24-20, Jackson Heights. 4:52 and counting, third quarter. Here's Rush, right side pass, this one goes to Dressman. Dressman up top to Raider, now to O'Neal. Into the corner it goes with Kapp, and a whistle and a foul inside. First foul on Jackson Heights in quarter number three. Dawson Cochran picks up her second. Marysville to throw it in. Left side of their own bucket. Right side corner shot is blocked. And out of bounds. It was last touch by Cochran and Thompson. Miscommunication there, but a blocked shot by Olberding. But Marysville lucky to keep that possession. They dump one inside to Rush. Shot is up. Good. And the foul. Casey Rush, a 5'11 freshman, they dump it into her in the paint, and she cashes one inside and has a chance for three. Thompson picks up her third, and now Rush a chance to get Marysville within one. Missing the free throw, no good. Thompson, of course, no surprise there. Another rebound. 24-22, Cobras. 4:30 to go in this third quarter. Deflected pass out of bounds. Cobras will keep it. Couple subs in. Fry is back in for Marysville. And a Jackson Heights sub is in. This is Emma Thompson, a freshman. First minutes for Thompson tonight off the bench. Here's Bosley to Cochran, left side pass. This is Reshick, who is bumped and fouled in the paint, and I believe it's on the floor. They get Fry, who just checked back in with her first foul. Marysville team foul number two. 4:25 to go, third quarter. 24-22, Cobras by two with the ball. Overton gets it in, now jumps back into the right corner, gets it right back. Cochran now up top, bouncing one inside, turning, kicking left. This is Bosley. Now Cochran between the rings out high, hands it off to Overton, left side to Bosley on the wing. Bouncing one up top. This is Reshick. Thought about a three, turns it down. A body hits the floor. That's Dressman, but gets right back up. And they finally get the call inside. 3 seconds is the call. Turnover by Jackson Heights. Their second of the quarter and the 11th turnover of the game. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 24-22. Jackson Heights getting everything from this Marysville team tonight. And Marysville just takes the lead as is a three from Raider. Top of the key, 25-24 Bulldogs. 10 now for Raider. 3:45 to go in this third. Marysville team came into the night with just a 3-8 record. Well, they are playing much above that tonight. And now Jackson Heights throws it away as Bosley was looking inside and just completely airmailed that pass out of bounds. Here's McKinley Mulroy going to check back in here for Reshick or Jackson Heights as they set up that full court press. Here's Raider quickly up the floor. This is Dressman. Good bounce pass to O'Neal. Short corner right. Here's Rush for three. This one is no good. Actually, correction, Fry on the missed three. A rebound for Jackson Heights. Mulroy has it. Here's Bosley up the floor. Coming up on 3 minutes left in this third quarter. The 25-24 lead for Marysville, and now a steal as O'Neal comes away with it. Good hands by Brent O'Neal, the senior guard. Dressman left side, corner to Rush. And nobody inside, and that one's thrown away. Turnover by Marysville. 3 minutes to go in this quarter. 25-24. Pass inside to Bosley. Knocked away into the corner. Chasing it. And not getting there in time. And Jackson Heights turning it over again. Five turnovers in this quarter make it 14 in the game. They averaged just 13 turnovers a game coming in, and they already got 14. Still 2:53 to go in this third quarter. A couple of subs in for Marysville. Cap is back on the floor. And she has it just in front of the midcourt stripe, near side. Works it to the wing. Now dropping towards the corner. Up top to Raider. This is Fry to the corner. And Winkler is also checked in. Raider has it now in the corner. Up top it goes. This is Fry for three. It's an air ball. And saving it underneath and then deflected out of bounds. But it'll go back to Jackson Heights. The Cobras down one here to this Marysville squad, 25-24, 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here is Olberding, who's been quiet in this quarter. All 9 of her points in the first half. Here's Bosley, right side on the wing, working towards the corner, stops on a dime, gets it right back, and works it back to the top of the key. Bosley picks up the dribble. Good defense by Marysville. Left side to Olberding. Olberding wants a ball screen. Gets it. And works in the lane. A lot of contact. And through that contact, puts it up and in. Canyon Olberding now in double figures with 11. Cobras retake the lead at 26-25. And now a turnover by the Bulldogs. Raiders stepping on the sideline. And giving it right back to Jackson Heights. So the Cobras with the ball back under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. They lead at 26-25. It's a Cobras team that averaged 58 points per game coming in. They've been held to under 30 here late in the third quarter. So Bulldogs have come out on the defensive end and has really caused some problems for the Cobras tonight. Here's Bosley left side. Quick trigger three. That's no good. It's an air ball. Rebound is put back up. No good. A second chance is up and no good. Cochran will try again, and it's finally taken away. So multiple chances inside. And just a lot like the first quarter, just some missed shots up close for Jackson Heights. Bulldogs can retake the lead. 70 seconds to go in this third quarter. Raider open, right wing three. This one a little bit too strong. It goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Lindsey Dressman going to check back in for the Bulldogs. 63 seconds to go in this third quarter. Haley Ingold's going to check back in as well. And Kaylee Thompson, of course, one of the stars for Jackson Heights, has sat here for the last few minutes with three fouls. And Olberding, throwing it in, stepped over the baseline, and the official's going to call that a turnover. So you got to stay behind the line. So Marysville gets it back, and they quickly fire a shot. It's no good from the left corner, and not taking advantage of it there. And now Olberding wants to push. Gets bumped off the block, kicks it right. Corner three, it's an air ball. Raider chasing it down in the near side corner for Marysville. They can play for the final shot if they choose. At 42 seconds to go, they go inside, and a shot is up, no good. Battling for the rebound, ripped away by Brent Shoup, who's in the game, a freshman for Jackson Heights. Now the Cobras, 32 seconds to go. They lead it 26-25. And Shoup drives, gets in the lane, and is fouled. Should be on the floor. Foul against Ingles, that is her fourth. That'll bring back Casey Rush, the freshman, as Ingles again picking up her fourth foul. The Cobras underneath their own bucket, getting it back. Bill Thompson sitting on the bench for Jackson Heights with three fouls. Olberding to throw it in. And throws it deep into the backcourt, chasing it down, and a foul is going to be called against Brent Shoup as it was taken away by Marysville. Good hustle by Winkler. And Shoup will pick up her first foul, team foul number three. Now Marysville, a chance to play for the final shot if they choose. 25 seconds to go, they're down one. Looking inside, up top it goes. This is Winkler, right side to Raider. Now towards the corner, this is Cap. 15 seconds to go, Bulldogs with a bucket here, could take the lead going into the fourth quarter. Here's Raider, baseline drive from the left corner all the way underneath and draws the body and the foul with just under 7 seconds to go. And it should be on the floor before the shot. So Marysville will throw it in underneath. They get Emerae Thompson with her first. Bulldogs will throw it in. They get it into Rush, turning on a double team, and Olberding comes away with a steal. 3 seconds to go. Gets it up the floor. Shoup drives, throws up a shot, no good. And that'll take us to the fourth quarter. A one-point game in this Invitational semifinal. Jackson Heights 26, Marysville 25. Back in a moment. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on KMTA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
I'm Hannah Deegan, and I'm the frontline manager at Farmers State Bank. We have new and improved CD rates, and you can find the current rates on our website. We have a safe deposit box promotion going on right now where if you open up any type of account, you have the option to get a safe deposit box with the remainder of the annual fee waived until June 1st of 2023. So stop in or call for more information.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
We got a one-point game here starting the fourth quarter. Hiawatha Girls Invitational Midseason Tournament Semifinals tonight. Jackson Heights 26, Marysville 25, Bulldogs down one, and a chance to take the lead to start the fourth. Here's a three, it's no good. Offensive rebound for Grace Winkler. Inside, shot is up and good. Maddie Capp with a second chance opportunity, and the Bulldogs retake the lead at 27-26. 23 seconds into this fourth quarter. Cobras 9-2 coming in. And number 4 in 2A and getting everything tonight from this 3-8 Bulldog squad. Cochran a shot, short corner right, no good. Rebound Marysville. Cap will get it off to Raider, and she walks it up the floor from left to right. That's the thing about Jackson Heights. When they're not making shots, they can't set up that zone pressure, so they back off. And Bulldogs now can play a little bit of slower tempo. This one being played very low scoring. Here's a whistle and a timeout. Marysville has taken that. Ben Wurtenberger has seen enough there. It is a 30, I believe, so we'll keep it right here. 7:06 to go in the game. Cobras trailing Marysville. It's 27-26. Brandon, Kurt back in studio. We got Leah and Paige here helping out on the Hiawatha channel here tonight. Of course, we'll have the second game of this doubleheader tonight. Coming up next, host Hiawatha taking on St. Mary's. And St. Mary's beating St. Joe Lafayette Tuesday in their first round game, 61-50. And Hiawatha beating the St. Marysville team, 41-21. But again, with it being a 16 bracket this year, just kind of moved some things around. So despite a loss for Marysville against Hiawatha, they moved up to this game, taking on Jackson Heights, who beat Concordia in their first round game on Tuesday. Out of the timeout, Bulldogs with it, up 27-26, a minute into this fourth quarter. Winkler has it, right side pass it goes. This is Cap in the corner. Now Dressman gets a touch. There's a drive, floater, no good. Offensive rebound is stuck back up and no good. And a whistle and a tie-up underneath. It was Rush who had the opportunity and missing on the second chance. And the tie-up's going to give the possession back to Jackson Heights. Both of these teams have missed a lot of bunnies inside. That has taken a lot of points off the board here, especially in the first half for Jackson Heights. Olberding spins. Shot is up and good with a little English on it. Olberding now with 13, 28-27. Cobras back in front. Marysville nearly throwing it away, but gets it up the floor. Right side into the corner. It goes with Winkler. This is Dressman. Raider passing it left into the left corner. It goes with Cap. Deflected pass out of bounds. Last touch by the Cobras. Marysville will keep it. 6:10 to go in the game. 28-27. Cobras by one. A shot thrown up. No good, but backside rebound is put back up and in by Bella Raider. Leading score for the Bulldogs with 12, and they're back in front, 29-28. There's just 13 combined points scored in that third quarter as Olberding's trying to take over. She drives, gets her own miss, and puts it up and in. Olberding's like, I've had enough. 30-29. Olberding now with 15. The Bulldogs pushing up the pressure, and they get a bucket in transition. Casey Rush now with 4. 31-30. Back and forth we go. Bulldogs back in front at 5:33 to go. Looking for Thompson inside. A lot of white jerseys around her, and it's deflected and taken away. Turnover by Jackson Heights, and the Bulldogs now with Raider. Slow across the timeline. This is Dressman up top. They reverse it left side to Cap. Cap a couple dribbles right. Back to Raider. Left corner fires a three. It's nothing but next. Bella Raider with 15, and the Bulldogs have their largest lead at 34-30. 3 minutes gone by, five to go in this fourth quarter. Madison Massey has seen enough, and she wants a timeout. It's a full. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 5:01 to go in the game. Bulldogs 34, Cobras 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, a barn burner indeed in this first semifinal contest. Cobras trailing here against Marysville, 34-30. Olberding just had it knocked into the backcourt, but chasing it down. Good defense by Maddie Capp. Jackson Heights, 9-2 coming in, but now trailing by 4. at 4:40 to go in this game. Bulldogs are ramping up the defense here in the half court. This is Reshick with the basketball for the Cobras up top. Now they settle back a little bit, does Marysville. Reshick a step inside the three-point line, gets it back to Shoup and back to Olberding. Olberding a high ball screen. Gets in front of the three-point line and it's called for a travel. So after that, possession out of the timeout results in a turnover. 4:20 to go in the game. Marysville with the ball, leading 34-30. Raiders been the star for the Bulldogs, 15 points. Left side it goes, Winkler. Now short corner left. This is Cap. Back to Raider up top. Cap again, left wing. Drives, shot short. And fighting for the rebound. And no good on the basket. I think the offensive rebound to rush there, and a foul called on Jackson Heights. They get Dawson Cochran with her third. It's on the floor. Cobra's team foul number five, so just one more to give the rest of the way. We're halfway into the fourth quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by four. Trying to get to the championship game on Saturday afternoon. Here's Raider in the right corner. Skips a long pass to Dressman, left wing. Curls around a couple defenders, gets in the lane, and lays it up and in. Nicely done, Lindsay Dressman. Seven in the game, her first bucket of the second half. It's 36-30, Bulldogs continuing to build on their largest lead of the game. Thompson inside, easy on the entry pass, and she is bumped and fouled. Free throws coming up for Thompson. She had to sit a little bit in that third quarter with three fouls. Foul is on Dressman, her first. Thompson will shoot two. Thompson, 15 points. 13 rebounds. She makes the first. And at 16, she's 4-for-6 at the line. Bosley checks back in for the Cobras. Reshick gets a breather. 36-31, now 36-32 as Thompson goes 2-for-2 and now a whistle and a timeout. Madison Massey will take it for Jackson Heights. It is a 30, so we will keep it right here. St. Mary's in Hiawatha coming up in our second game. These two winners tonight will face off in a championship game here at the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament on Saturday afternoon. We'll have it for you. Lead, let me double check, 1:30 for that start time on Saturday afternoon for that championship. Third place game will be played at 12 noon. So out of the timeout, Cobras will have Thompson, Olberding, Bosley, Cochran, and Shoup. This will be Cap, Raider, Rush, O'Neill, and Dressman on the floor for Marysville. 3:27 to go in the game. Bulldogs with the ball leading 36-32. And Raider with a little bit of a shove here. And a stoppage of play. And Shoup got hit. And now she's might have an issue with a tooth. Oh, and Shoup has to come out. So they don't call the foul, but Shoup bleeding from the mouth and got popped in the face by Raider, but they didn't call the foul, so Shoup is out and McKinley Mulroy is in. So we're back to it. Bulldogs with the basketball, leading by four at 3:15 to go in the game. Crunch time now. Dressman has the basketball, gets it off to O'Neill. O'Neill high right, man-to-man defense by the Cobras. Now Raider a touch, drives in, kicks it left. This is Dressman on the elbow, now drives inside on the block and draws the foul and will shoot two. Madison Massey does not agree with that. They get Bosley with her second. And Dressman will shoot two. 7 points and five rebounds in the game for Dressman. Make it 8 points now as she knocks in the first free throw. 37-32 Bulldogs at 3:01 to go. And the second one off the rim, no good. Rebound for Olberding. 5-point deficit for the Cobras, and now under 3 minutes to go. Cochran gets a look inside. She missed it, but Bosley able to get the offensive rebound and keep the possession alive. Thompson inside. Olberding for two and the foul. Much needed for Jackson Heights. 17 for Canyon Olberding and a chance for one more. Now a 3-point game at 37-34. The Marysville foul against O'Neill. That is her first. Team foul number 5. And Olberding buries the free throw. She's now got 18 in the game and the Cobras within 2. 37-35. Marysville and a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. I get McKinley Mulroy with her first, and not a good foul because that's the 7th team foul, and now the Bulldogs will shoot here in the bonus the rest of the game. And Raider will shoot the 1-1, who's been the star for Marysville. 15 points tonight. Now got 16 as she connects on the first free throw and will get the bonus. How about 11 of her 16 right now in the second half? 38-35 Bulldogs, 2:42 to go. Second strong off the heel. She goes 1-for-2, rebound Olberding. There's Jackson Heights with Olberding up the floor. Gets a high ball screen from Thompson, kicks it right. Now Thompson gets a touch up top. Olberding right side towards the corner. Now this is Mulroy with the basketball. And Thompson, or correction, this is Olberding back in front of the midcourt stripe. Bosley a touch high right, 2:20 to go. 3-point game. Thompson gets a touch inside. Shot is up, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. Stops the clock at 2:18. Marysville foul against Rush, her second. Team foul number 6, so both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Thompson, 17 points. Make it 18. She hits the free throw. Nobody has scored outside of Olberding and Thompson. Right now, they both have 18. And now Thompson with 19. 38-37. Jackson Heights nearly forcing a turnover, but the Bulldogs hanging on to a 1-point lead at 2:16 to go. Raider gets it in. I kind of back off the pressure a little bit. Raider guarded here by McKinley Mulroy. Had it knocked away. Got to be careful here. Every foul is going to put you at the free throw line unless it's player controlled. Raider drives and is touched right at the elbow by Olberding, who picks up her first foul. So another 1-1 scenario for Bella Raider. 1:59 to go. It's a 1-point game, 38-37. Raider missing the free throw, tipped around a little bit, fighting for it is Rush. Ball's on the floor, should be a jump ball, it is. Possession will stay with the Bulldogs. How about the play by the freshman there? In Rush, who kept that possession alive for the Bulldogs, who have a 1-point lead with a minute 54 to go. Dressman with it up top on the inbounds pass. Spin on Bosley, gets in the lane, shot is up, no good. Tipped around, offensive rebound is up and no good by Rush, but she is fouled and will shoot two. Olberding from behind picks up the foul, her second. A minute 45 to go. And Rush, 4 points and 4 rebounds, been crucial with some minutes off the bench. And her first free throw is pure. 5 in the game for Rush. 39-37 Bulldogs. Buck 45 to go. Second, high arcing free throw is good. 2-for-2 for Rush. She's got 6. Timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Minute 45 left in this game. Marysville 40. Jackson Heights 37. Good one brewing here at the Roundhouse. Back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle On bank fraud, today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Good one cooking up down the home stretch. Jackson Heights trying to get themselves to a championship here at the Hiawatha Invitational, but are down three with the ball, 40-37 with under a minute 40 to go. And Marysville knocks it away, and a tie-up will keep the possession here with Jackson Heights. So avoiding disaster there is the Cobras. Now the possession arrow will switch back to Marysville's way once the ball is thrown in. Oberding to throw it in, gets it inside, a shot, no good, a foul on the floor, I believe, so it's going to be a 1-1 here for Jackson Heights. This will put Bosley at the line. Dressman picks up the foul for Marysville, her second, team foul number 7. So the free throw is coming up here for Bosley, and she missed it, and Raider the rebound, big missed opportunity there. For the Cobras, under 90 seconds to go in the game. Marysville, the three-point lead, and they got the ball back. Man-to-man defense right now for Jackson Heights. Raider drives, puts it up and in with the left hand. Raider drives and now has 18, 42-37. Bulldogs by 5, 70 seconds to go. And a whistle and a foul inside. Reaching across was Rush, who picks up her third. And a 1-1 here for Thompson. Kaylee Thompson has 19 points in the game. Thompson and Olberding have combined for all of the points here in this game. As Thompson now has 20, Olberding has 18, 42-38 Bulldogs. Second of the freebies up and good for Thompson, who now has 21. 42-39 Bulldogs with just over a minute to go. There's a whistle and a foul. And now I believe it's double bonus the rest of the way for Marysville. The foul on Jackson Heights against Bosley, that is her fourth. And this is Dressman, who will shoot two. And she is short on the first free throw, no good. 65 seconds remaining in this game. Marysville 42, Jackson Heights 39. Big free throw. She left it short, misses them both, and a rebound for Bosley. So stays a one-possession game with a minute to go. Cobras down three with the ball. Here's Thompson, Olberding to the free throw line, kicks it left, Cochran for the tie. This one is too strong, a rebound for Marysville. Dressman has it, and she's fouled. With 49 seconds to go, two free throws coming up here for Dressman, who just missed two a moment ago and has a chance to redeem herself. A three-point Bulldogs lead, two free throws coming up here for Dressman. And she's strong on that one, so she has now missed four in a row at the stripe. And it stays right now a one-possession game, 42-39. 49.4 seconds to go. Second free throw is short, and a foul on the rebound attempt against Marysville. Rush picks up her fourth, and Jackson Heights now will shoot a 1-1. And now this puts Olberding at the line for a 1-1. Team foul number 9, so it's double bonus the rest of the way for both teams. Big opportunity for Olberding, and she, cool as a cucumber, puts the first one down. She's got 19, makes it 42-40. 48.6 seconds to go. Second, no good. It almost looked like she tried to miss it on purpose. The rebound for Rush, and she is fouled. Man. It really looked like she may have tried to miss that one on purpose. Not sure why. It doesn't seem necessary in that scenario. And the foul is on Thompson now, who has four. And Rush will shoot two. And she gets the first free throw to drop. 7 points for Rush. It is 43-40. Marysville by three. 47 seconds to go. McKinley Mulroy is out. McKenna Reshick is in for Jackson Heights. Big second free throw. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound for Thompson. A three-point deficit for the Cobras. They have the ball with 40 seconds to go, and Madison Massey wants to call a timeout. Right at 42 ticks to go. We'll step aside as well. Cobras have it down three at 42 seconds remaining in this game. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Gansaland Radio.
A chance for the Cobras potentially to get a tie. 35 seconds and counting in the fourth quarter with the ball out of the timeout. Trailing Marysville 43-40. Olberding gets inside and throws up a shot. She got it to go in a quick timeout. It's a one-point game. They put the points on the wrong side of the scoreboard, but there they go, correcting it now. 43-42, Marysville by one, and another timeout, so it is a full. We'll step aside as well. 27 seconds to go. It's a one-point game. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 ton, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Gansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Marysville's going to have free throws here with Brent O'Neill, who was fouled by Bosley, who was fouled out of the game for Jackson Heights. A few seconds, though, were taken off. 17 seconds to go, and O'Neill shoots the first free throw, and she knocks it down. It's actually the first point tonight for Brent O'Neill. Gives the Bulldogs a two-point lead at 44-42, and just 17 seconds to go. Second free throw, hits the rim, no good. Rebound for Olberding. Jackson Heights down two, 13 seconds to go. Let's see what they draw up. It's down to 10. Olberding picks up the dribble. Here's Cochran on the elbow, turning left side. Now it's into the corner. 5 seconds to go. Skipping to Olberding. 2 seconds. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Marysville. And the Bulldogs pull off the upset. Here in the semifinals of the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. And 3-8 Marysville knocking off the number 4 ranked team in 2A. What a win for the Bulldogs. 44-42, Marysville onto the championship game Saturday. Our post game is next, and it's brought to you by Grab the Papers, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. What a win for Marysville. We'll talk about it next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care's on the south side of the Holton Square.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646. And we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
How about that one tonight for the Marysville Bulldogs? They pull off a massive upset here in the semifinals at the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament. A semifinal win over 2A number 4 Jackson Heights, 44-42. Marysville with the win, moving on to the championship game Saturday. We'll get the winner of this St. Mary's Hiawatha game that's coming up here in about 12 minutes. Jackson Heights will play the loser for third place at noon on Saturday afternoon. Again, Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman with you. Bulldogs outscoring Jackson Heights 26-22 in the second half and 19-16 in the fourth quarter. Let's run down the numbers in this game. And for Marysville now moving to 4-8 on the year with that win, getting themselves to the championship on Saturday. Heck of a game from Bella Raider. 18 points and 4 rebounds. Struggled a little bit at the free throw line, but still nonetheless a big time contributor. And the headline for Marysville tonight with 18 points. Good contributions as well. Lindsey Dressman, 8 points and 6 rebounds. Casey Rush off the bench, a freshman. 7 points and 6 rebounds, all in the second half. Certainly a big time contributor. 4 points, 3 rebounds, both for Maddie Kapp and Cadence Spurgeon. And then also scoring 2 points was Dalia Fry. And Brent O'Neill had 1 point and a couple of rebounds. Marysville had 13 turnovers, though just 4 in the second half. They struggled at the line, 8 out of 20, and they had 25 rebounds. Jackson Heights only had 2 players score. They did not get any contribution outside of Thompson and Olberding. Kaylee Thompson, 21 points, 14 rebounds. Canyon Olberding, 21 points and 8 rebounds. Those two combined for the Jackson Heights 42 points in the loss here tonight. Dawson Cochran, again, nobody else scored, but Cochran had 8 rebounds. And McKenna Reshick, no points and 4 rebounds. Cobras had 17 turnovers in the game. They collected 39 rebounds and were 12-17 at the line. But Jackson Heights dropping to 9-3 overall with the loss. Again, we'll get the loser on Saturday at noon in the third place game. The 130 championship here at the Roundhouse will be Marysville. And then the winner of this game coming up, once again, Hiawatha and St. Mary's. It's now time to announce our player of the game. It's our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think you got to go with the 5'6 junior guard, Bella Rader, leading the charge for the Bulldogs tonight. 18 points and a huge second half. 13 of those 18 in the second half. Bella Rader, our player of the game, player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to wrap it up here. We're going to take a quick break. Not a whole lot of time between games here, but Kurt will take care of you here for about 7 or 8 minutes. Send it back to the studio and get you set for game two of our doubleheader here tonight. Again, one final time, our final score in this first game tonight. It's Marysville 44, Jackson Heights 42. Bulldogs now 4-8, on to the championship game of this tournament on Saturday. Cobras dropped to 9-3, and will play for third place on Saturday. Back to the studio, and we'll get you set here in about 7 minutes for Hiawatha and St. Mary's right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio.